Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business. LizPeak.com is her website. Liz, the number of cities is growing that the president has mentioned as needing law and order and cleaning up. He now mentions Chicago, mentions Baltimore, mentions New York. Most recently, the police commissioner of New York, Ms. Tisch, has said that we don't need the federal government, but that is beside the issue of whether the power of the presidency includes the ability to deploy National Guard and other security elements like agents of the ICE into cities that are experiencing disorder. I was 50 years in Manhattan, Liz. Disorder was what we lived with. No one came forward and said, I'm going to clean this up. It happened briefly in the 90s, and Bloomberg continued an orderly city, not completely secure, but orderly. And as I understand now, since Bloomberg's time under de Blasio and under Adams, the disorder is back. I certainly experienced it the few times I was there, especially during the pandemic. However, there is this objection that the federal government is out of line, protecting its own citizens. It's a puzzle, Liz. What do we do about this? How do we respond by saying, I don't feel safe in my own city? Who's going to help me?
Yeah. So, yeah, people are aghast that the president has deployed National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. But I suspect tourists there and the inhabitants of Washington, D.C. are not so unhappy that there have been no murders in the city over the last couple of weeks since the Guard's troops have arrived. And he's talking about Chicago, and Chicago's mayor is saying, no, we don't have a problem with crime. What's sort of funny is, John, that these mayors, the mayor of Baltimore, the mayor of Chicago, are all saying, well, crime is down. Crime is down, but it was down from a ridiculously high level. And it's still above, in some of these cities, pre-pandemic levels. And looking at Chicago, I think over the July 4th weekend, there were 55 people shot, 8 of whom died. I mean, I don't know about you, that seems kind of outrageous. And I think the point is this, Democrats, historically have always been on the defensive when they were accused of being soft on crime. And you go back to, remember, Michael Dukakis and, Jimmy Carter and all these Democrat candidates who were soft on crime. And you had that terrible ad, the Willie Horton ad, which was such a big controversy at the time. But Democrats really have kind of done full circle here. This is after Bill Clinton acknowledged that they had a weakness on this issue and passed that 1994 big crime bill. Now they apologize for that crime bill. Now the Democrats are like championing illegal criminals like Garcia and people that most Americans really don't feel should be protected or should be in this country if they're criminals. I think they're, again, on the wrong side of an issue here. Most people want to be able to take a walk at night in their cities, and by the way, we used to do in New York under Bloomberg, and not be looking over their shoulder. Now everybody's looking over their shoulder, not just during the nighttime. I mean, it's not a great thing. And some of this is cashless bail, so-called bail reform, which I don't think was a reform at all. And now Trump has banned that by executive order. Whether that stands up in court, I have no idea. But it's people, it's woke DAs around the country saying they're not going to prosecute all kinds of quality of life crimes. They're not going to prosecute petty theft. So you have stores where everything's under plastic because people are just walking into CVS and walking out with garbage bags full of merchandise, and no one even stops them because there's no point. They know they won't go to jail. So I do think things are really out of control And this is all Democrat-run cities. You know, Republicans don't allow these things to happen in their cities. And I think the president is completely right to try and crack down on it. By the way, you know, you think about Washington, D.C. It's our nation's capital, for Pete's sake. And to have people being beaten up on the streets or having gangs of young people, this whole raise the age law has further complicated crime enforcement by letting teens basically get off scot-free. There's a lot to address. And I think mayors who are saying, no, no, we don't want your help, I think they're going to be penalized for that.
The homeless, that's part of the disorder for me. And the homeless consists of what you'd have to say is a raging drug problem, which the president is attempting to fight at the borderline. But the homeless, do they remain while we concentrate on criminals? I'm unsure that there is a national opinion about the homeless, but I don't think there's a lot of people defending them. We have a minute.
Well, I think Eric Adams in New York, to his credit, began to demand that homeless people be put in shelters or not incarcerated, but put in mental health institutions. That's what used to happen. Most of the people on the streets who are sleeping in the subways, John, they're not capable of taking care of themselves. And so I think we're kind of doing a reverse course on just letting that proliferate. It shouldn't. It's dangerous in some cases, and it certainly does not add to the quality of life.
Elizabeth Peake. The website is lizpeake.com for the Daily Rant. She's a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.